podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying that Biggs was crying when you hit him? Yeah. When did that happen? When he clapped the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were fucking yourself and you're taking those punches.
Did
you see the comments from Deontay Wilder yesterday?
No, what, on the Boxing Voice?
Yes.
It's like he goes on this little channel. That's about all the media he can do these days on the Boxing Voice. I mean,
deal with this behind closed doors, because a lot of negotiations can go on over social media and YouTube channels and stuff, but
according to Anthony Joshua, no negotiations could go down via social media and YouTube channels. Well, last I checked, we help you make this fight, buddy. And that's what we're here to talk about today, man. We're here to talk about Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder. And it really looks like negotiations are underway. Phone calls have been made. We might just get this fight for 2018 or end up arguing that someone priced themselves out, that someone wasn't being fair, something. But these teams are sitting down, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. So if you want to, you know, talk to us, you want to participate, join us here. Call in the number 1-425-569-5241. Don't forget, you could also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. Add us on Skype. You must be friends. We must send each other a friend request to be added to the conversation, and you can talk to us, because Eddie Hearn is very confident that Anthony Joshua will fight Deontay Wilder in 2018. So without further ado, let's go out to the Golden State.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very confident guy in Michael Thompson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. Now, the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, yes, yes. The hipsters here. Haters beware. And it looks like negotiations are finally starting. Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder may be happening in 2018. I know, I know. Pittsburgh Brew, you're going to owe me $100 when I win that bet. And I'm telling you, I think AJ wants this fight. I don't know about Eddie. I don't know about the team over there, but I think AJ wants this fight. AJ's not really one to talk in the media. That's really not, you know, his character, so to speak. He's been consistent with that. But his energy post-fight was different. It was his last fight. It was something that he didn't call out Tyson Fury first. You know, and the Sky Sports, you know, announcer directly asking about Deontay Wilder in the first question, basically. So to me, it seems like everyone is pushing for this moment, for this fight. So I think we're going to get it. I'm hyped that we're finally getting some sort of confirmation of negotiations finally taking place. So let's go.
Yeah, man. I mean, let's go to the facts before anything. I sent you the link. It's a Sky Sports interview done with Eddie Hearn. So you could get pull that up.
Wilder!
So, obviously, the promoter of Anthony Joshua, Eddie Hearn, is being quoted in Sky Sports article saying that he's very confident that the fight with Deontay Wilder will be agreed after starting talks with the Americans team. Now, some of the key things here, Matt, is he says he's already spoke with Al Haymon and Wilder's team, and he's also spoken to American TV network Showtime. So what do you say about just those two little pieces of evidence that, I mean, for me are huge?
Yes, one, I think the biggest thing is Showtime. I know that may have been like slipped under the radar, but to me, that's the biggest thing there. That's like sort of tipping of the hat that, hey, we're going to stay with Showtime. And I don't know if that's true. I don't know how much to take it.
I mean, hey, you could still do a one and done.
You could. You could absolutely.
Because now your contract is up. You could say, no, let's do fight by fight.
Yes, but we didn't instantly start hearing about, oh, we might go to HBO. Like, we heard, we're talking to Showtime. We're talking to Al Heyman's team. Those are two entities that Andy Hearn needs to be talking to, that needs to be negotiating. If all three of these entities are in agreement, then we have a fight, right? Like, we have a fight in 2018.
It definitely gives me confidence to hear, you know, Showtime is who they're talking to, and that there isn't any rumblings of a, you know, HBO in the conversation or bidding. But now we know that HBO has aggressively bid for the past two or three Joshua fights. Are we expecting this? Will they wait for negotiations to be finalized, or will they wait for more media to pick up on this and kind of give the indication that there is some negotiations happening, and maybe then throw their name in the hat?
Well, I think the beautiful part is that I believe Deontay Wilder has no exclusive deal with Showtime. So potentially we could get this fight being shopped to HBO. Like, that is still a potential factor that I think we haven't really talked about or thought about, is that Wilder could have no issue going to HBO. Al Heyman could have no issue going to HBO. They've done it before. Not Deontay Wilder, but Al Heyman has. Al Heyman's gone back to HBO and put on fighters there. So I think potentially we could see this fight, this super fight, being shopped around to almost every major U.S. network, because we have basically two of the guys being free agents in terms of network deals. We don't have a Sergey Kovalev-like exclusive contract to any network here. Am I wrong?
I mean, not that I am aware of.
You know, to the best of our knowledge, Deontay Wilder can go to any network he wants.
Now, this is a very tricky negotiation. Mm-hmm. If you're Deontay Wilder, you've already come out and publicly accepted all of Joshua's terms, and I will try and pull that up as fast as possible, but it looks like we will have a few second delay as I locate his announcement that he gave yesterday, right?
Whose announcement? Deontay Wilder's?
Yeah, I texted to you if you want to get to it while so I don't have to look for the email.
Good luck. I'll find it in the pre-pro chat.
Oh, man. You don't remember that big old text I sent you yesterday?
But how many? Dude, we text each other all the time. Like, come on.
Here we go. I'm faster than Matt. Oh, that's not it.
It's okay, miss. It's okay. Right,
let's see here.
If I beat you, that'd be hilarious.
All right, got it. So Wilder's statement, because remember, he had a conference call scheduled for yesterday. Mm-hmm. So everyone was under the impression, and that's why we're using the overlay rumor mill, because even though we're bringing you some solid quotes from both Deontay Wilder and Eddie Hearn and even maybe Joshua, you know, you have to piece this together yourself. Now, there was a scheduled international media conference call that was postponed yesterday. It was due to take place at 2:30 p.m. yesterday, and was postponed yesterday, and this message was released. In the meantime, the statement below from Deontay Wilder was, and I quote, "First off, I want to congratulate Anthony Joshua on his win Saturday night. Anthony, I am so glad we finally heard from you on Saturday and that you want me as your next opponent, and you want the fight to happen in the UK. I accept that challenge. I am ready to come to the UK for my next fight. There is nothing on Team Wilder's side to prevent me from fighting you next." You also said on Saturday that your team is ready to meet Shelley Finkel and Al Heyman from my side to get this done. Get this deal done. They are also ready to meet with your team immediately. Let us know when. The sooner, the better. Thanks, Anthony. I can't wait to meet you in the ring. Not with his sound bites. The pause was to hit him with the in the ring because he said, I can't wait to meet you.
Well, I thought the pause was, you know, you were done.
A little quick you sound bites.
It's okay.
So now there's more, right? 14 hours ago, and we got to go to Instagram now. And this is what I tell you. You guys don't have to do none of this stalking. I'll do it for you. I'll keep you all in the loop because not even Matt knew about this.
About what?
Ah, there you go. See? Mm-hmm. There you go. You're about to be put on the conspiracy.
Oh, the conspiracy? Ooh.
It's funny. I mean, Wilder posted 369 Instagram videos. It's funny because the first one, it was one I sent him. And it is Nazim Richardson. Remember, we played it on the show here. Nazim Richardson speaking about Deontay Wilder and comparing him to Muhammad Ali and the styles with a clip by Angelo Dundee. So in the final three posts, there's a picture of Lou DiBella, Shelly Finkel on the second post, and in the final post, Eddie Hearn. Each has its own video message. Subliminal, of course, due to the fact that the audio is Nazim Richardson and other pieced together audio. But the message in the posts, in all three posts, is consistent. They are copy-paste messages, Matt. And all it says is, what's up, mates? Anthony Joshua, and not just Anthony Joshua, he added him. And for those who are casuals to social media, adding someone means essentially calling them up, pinging them, beeping them, ringing them, notifying them that you're talking directly to them. So he adds Anthony Joshua and Eddie Hearn. He says, you guys should be rising over there soon. Good morning. Yo, listen, y'all. What's going on, mate? Did y'all forget I said yes? I accept the fight. Come to my backyard? Oh, no problem. I'll be delighted to come to England, etc. Look, we can go private with the rest. I had no choice but to contact you through, and again, his mistake, not mine, contact you through via social media because you guys are playing. Who's going to, all caps, man up and answer the phone? Ugh, not me. Over there, shit, at least check your email. Team Wilder is ready to go. So don't ever say, all caps, we didn't want it. It's time to make a man out of you. The time has come for you to face the one man you fear. By the way, Shelly Finkel and Al is waiting patiently. Talk soon, champ. Hashtag bomb squad. Hashtag Eddie Hearns with an S.
I'm Deontay Wilder, bomb, Alabama pow, baby. WBC heavyweight champ of the world. So we hear all of that shit.
So I wanted to play that for my AJ protectors because I just gave like a lot of Deontay Wilder quotes and shit, right? So it's like, yo, we hear all of that shit. Anthony Joshua hears all of that shit. He responded. Negotiations have started. So that's what we'll do. Now we'll go back to Eddie Hearn and get you his quotes. I saw Deontay Wilder's Instagram post. And it's very confusing, Hearns told Sky Sports. Whomever is supposed to be calling or emailing me needs to update their contacts because, once again, it was us insinuating the conversation. He further quotes, I called Al Heyman's team yesterday and spoke with Showtime last night. And discussions are ongoing. I have a meeting with Anthony Joshua and trainer Rob McCracken tomorrow where we will map out the rest of 2018. I will say it once again. The window for fighting Wilder is 2018. Otherwise, we will risk it not being an undisputed fight. Anthony wants to fight. and I'm very confident it will happen. Wilder said earlier this week, I accept all challenges and I am ready to come to the UK for the next fight. There is nothing on Team Wilder's side to prevent me from fighting you next. Matt, now the facts and the quotes are out. You got Wilder's side. You got his official statement released to the media. You got his official statement that he made on social media. And you got Eddie Hearn replying to that social media post directly to the network provider that will stream this fight via pay-per-view for the UK Sky Sports. I don't know. You might have won that $100 bet, bro.
OMG. I am so excited.
I am. I'm so excited. I might have won the $100 bet out of nowhere. And again, I thought it was very telling that Sky Sports were pushing the Deontay Wilder fight. That, to me, was very telling. I know we really didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about that angle of the post-fight interview, really, with AJ. But that was a clear sign that Sky Sports wants this fight now. Maybe Eddie doesn't want it, but Sky Sports is a very different company that's much bigger than Eddie Hearn and Matchroom. So if they want it,
yeah, it sounds like how HBO pushed for the Triple G Canelo fight.
Yes, absolutely. It sounds exactly like that.
So, okay, now we got all the information. I mean, how confident are you in telling your listeners?
Yo, come on.
I'm not only winning this bet, but we're going to see a super fight this year.
I am done predicting whether fights are going to happen or not. I'm done. I'm done. I was wrong with Mayweather McGregor. I was wrong with Canelo Triple G too. I have no idea with this. Again, all signs point to good. Like, all signs right now are they are starting negotiations. But we know how long that process can be. We know how many pitfalls and negotiations there could be. I say it's still up in the air. Like, it's still anyone's guess, really, whether this happens next. But all signs are pointing in the right direction.
That they are. Well, listen, my friend, this was just a quick little, I guess, news update for the people, letting them know exactly where things are. And look, they're in a good place, definitely. I mean, at least we don't see both parties antagonizing one another, taking shots. I mean, messages are coinciding with each other. It's looking like things are happening.
And
I mean,
I'll say this.
When Eddie is saying he's talking to Al Haymon and his team, I'm happy because before this fight with Joseph Parker, he was saying, you know, that he could do business with Louis DeCubas, who is part of Al Haymon's team. So obviously, if he's talking, he's already in contacts with Lou. And it makes sense because, you know, Lou had to give his other guy, the Cuban Luis Ortiz, a shot to see does he get a win. But, yeah, I'm happy to hear this news. I'm happy to see both teams finally on the same page. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs, Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Tell a friend and tell a friend. We're still live. We're on Facebook. Don't forget to check us out there. Like, comment, subscribe on YouTube when we put this up there. We want to hear your thoughts. Peace.
I'll say it very quickly before you you didn't. Come on, Ness. What are you doing here?
Wow. I mean, because he didn't press one right away. He didn't press one. He was just listening.
Wow. And you know what? It wasn't even about that. I wanted to talk, like, you know, give out my social media, you know, give my final thoughts, you know.
I said peace.
Yeah, you know, but we do have to get to Jose. We do have to get to Jose, Mr. Bobby Arum. But I'll say this. Dempsey made a great point in the chat, and he said, because boxing lost its super fight in Canelo Triple G, the sport needs one this year. And that doesn't really mean that much in terms of, like, factual, like, hey, these entities want this now, but the sport is yearning for it now. The sport wants a big fight. And right now, the only big fight on the horizon is this. So maybe through the universe, through whatever you want to call it, it's going to force this fight on our hands in this year. But yeah, let's go to Jose. Or not. You know, anytime now. Nestor.
Excuse me. Why you always rushing me, bro? Hopping out that foreign car with a couple of foreign bras. Hopping out that foreign car
with a couple of foreign bras. Jose.
Boy, you guys think you could get away there without going to the listeners, man? What's wrong with you guys? Come on.
Matt, keeping it a secret.
I just hope that... Oh, Matt, jeez. I just hope this fight continues to grow some hype I mean, I would love it if Deontay Wilder, just to get a little bit more shine for himself, would call out 50 Cent and tell him to shut his trap and threaten to beat him up, man. Maybe that'll give him a little bit more limelight and, put him a little bit more in the eye of the public, man. That'd be cool. As for this fight, man, I think, man, it'd be beautiful. It would be, you know what I was thinking? If you could get Eddie Hearn to call back into the TBV, and if, Ness, you would do what you preach and what you ask all fighters to do, which is take a stand and be like that B.A. Baraka's Mr. T from Rocky, man, and call out Hearn and call him a chump, you know? I think that'd be great. And hang up on him. That would give you guys so much steam, I think.
Man. Why so would I disrespect Eddie Hearn?
Because, man, he talks shit about you guys, man, calling you guys the little boxing voice, man.
So?
Dude. Tell him what you did. You earned on your own, man. You didn't.
He gave us publicity. What are you talking about?
Like, he did.
Man. It's all good, man. Listen, at least he said our name and he knows who we are.
Just watch your list.
That's why I'm saying it. If you call him out on that, other people will know your name and other people will pick that up, man. I think it's time you guys make a strike, man, and let Eddie Hearn and the Brits be your victims, man. That's my suggestion.
Yes, our victims.
You know what? Yeah, man. Why not?
What?
It would be exciting. Anyway, boys, you know, that's all I got. And, you know, from one WBC champ to another, Deontay, I got your back, brother. Peace.
Well, all right, Matt, social media.
Yes, you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. Of course, patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice for hours and hours and hours of extra content. And, of course, help support your favorite channel. Peace.
Did you see the comments from Deontay Wilder yesterday?
No, what, on the Boxing Voice?
Yes.
It's like he goes on this little channel. That's about all the media he can do these days on the Boxing Voice. I mean,
deal with this behind closed doors. A lot of negotiations can go on over social media and YouTube channels and stuff. But
Wilder! Let's go, baby! Let's go!